T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Team.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let him know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, here we go on a Panthers playoff night. And I'm live at the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida, where the Panthers and the Lightning will skate them up. Game 2 tonight.
Skate him up?
That's right. Skate him up.
Okay.
Crowder will be joining us momentarily. He's about 5 or 10 minutes delayed. I think he's in Detroit still, but there was a chance that he's in New York, where he flew from Detroit to New York just for a moment, and then we'll do the show from New York. So I don't know if he's joining us from the city where the NFL draft is taking place or the city that is celebrating a miraculous victory over the Philadelphia 76ers last night, which refs got a little cutesy at the end there. Let's be honest. I'm not saying that the funny business is involved, but I think the league would love to have New York advance. I mean, just a thought. Nah, I got a little it was a little silly at the end. I think it was a little silly in the Nuggets Lakers game. Not going to complain like LeBron did, but there were some wild finishes. I had the first two legs of a 3-leg parlay. I said on this show towards the end of the show that I think I was going to bet the Cavs laying the points, the Sixers getting the points, and the Nuggets laying the points. So the Cavs covered, no problem. The Sixers covered. They probably should have won that game. It was a miraculous finish. The Sixers covered, though, so I had the first two legs. I just needed the Nuggets to put away the Lakers with emphatic fashion, and they were unable to do so. How they got out of there with a win is beyond me, but I needed them to win by 8 points. That didn't happen. So it was a wacky night in the NBA playoffs. And tonight we've got Panthers and Lightning, game two. And we'll focus on that a little bit. And the NFL draft, which is Thursday night. We've got Josh Appel joining us today. We've got Mike Cugno from CBS4 on site here in Sunrise with us. We've got Doug Plagans on site in Sunrise with us. And we've got Clay Ferrero on site in Sunrise with us. So we'll have a loaded potato of a Tuesday program as we work towards the Panthers game, which you will hear tonight on this very radio station. By the way, I don't think we mentioned it yesterday, but Imagine Dragons are bringing their world tour to West Palm the end of August, and we've got a pair of tickets every day this week, so you can go see them at I Think Financial Amphitheater. Just keep listening. It's a Live Nation show. We will give away Imagine Dragons tickets every day this week. Another great prize on the Hockman and Crowder program. And as Crowder gets ready to join us this afternoon, I'm going to read you one thing before we go to headlines. So, Lana, and this was from Ira in the Sun Sentinel, and Ask Ira question. I guess we can look at the bright spots in a year like Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic. We talked about this yesterday at the end of the show. And the writer writes, do you think they will blow this team up? Because even when healthy, they're still not good enough, even though Eric Spoelstra always says that they have enough. And we started to broach this on the show yesterday. What's going to happen? Because if they don't get past the Celtics, there's going to be a lot of consternation about the makeup of the Heat lineup. And I just happened to see it this morning. I was reading it, and I said, you know what? I want to bring that up because Ira says, when you look back, the Heat rarely blow it up, save for perhaps the trade for Shaquille O'Neal. But sometimes they get blown up, such as when LeBron departed. But blowing it up means scorched earth, and that well could mean lottery. And Ira says, basically, the Heat cannot afford such an approach because two of their upcoming first-round picks are headed elsewhere, both potentially unprotected, one to Oklahoma City and one to Charlotte. Therefore, they can't afford to blow it up. There remains a core to build around. It comes down to the Heat deciding who that core is and isn't. And I hadn't thought of that, and we've talked a lot about what are they going to do, but I really hadn't thought of that, but it makes a lot of sense. If you blow it up, it's because you're going to get a high lottery draft pick. But if you don't own that draft pick, there's literally no point in blowing it up. So anyone who's thinking that that might be in the future plans, now again, blowing it up could mean that you acquire some draft pick from someone else. But I thought Ira brought up a good point there, which is, hey, they don't have a lot of their draft picks, so you really can't take that approach.
Do you feel like the Heat should blow it up, though? I wonder. I mean, is that where we're at right now?
I don't know. It's gonna depend how this feels after more games with the Celtics. I think it's going to depend.
But Hawk, I mean, if you're the Chicago Bulls, you finish below 500.
Blow that up.
You blow it up, right? Like, you know, hey, whatever it is that we were trying to build with DeMar and LaVine, it's just not going to work. If you're the Atlanta Hawks, you went all in on DeJounte Murray, Trae Young, you finish below 500. Those two can't coexist on the floor. Okay, you blow it up. I mean, we're talking about blowing up what? Jimmy and Bam, right? Is that what people are talking
blow it
about?
Up, blow it up means get rid of who you think are the key components and start over.
Yeah.
And I would submit to you that Heat fans, Heat media, and the Heat front office themselves have a higher standard than the Bulls do at this point in the game. Pat Riley's getting older. Mickey Arison is getting older. Jimmy Butler's getting older. And so I do think that there's a time component on it as well.
Hawk, the same rationale you use for Tua Tagovailoa, right? The Dolphins paying him, he's shown you enough that he should be your franchise guy. The same rationale you use, which is, hey, why are we trying to find somebody who could be like Tua when you've already have Tua Tagovailoa? I think it's the same thing that works out for the Miami Heat, which is you have two guys who you can build around in Jimmy and Bam. Why are you trying to find two more guys who could potentially beat Jimmy or Bam? There is no doubt the Miami Heat need an upgrade. They need a better scorer. They possibly need a true number one, somebody better than Jimmy Butler to win them an NBA title. That's fine. That's a conversation I think everybody should be cool with having. But to say, hey, let's blow it up. Let's trade Jimmy. Let's trade Bam Adebayo, your two franchise pieces, who clearly are good enough to get you in a position to compete at least. I don't understand that.
Just prepare yourself for that line of conversation and questioning if the series with the Celtics continues that way. Crowder has joined us. Now, where are you? Are you in Detroit or are you in New York? Because we weren't certain.
I'm in New York right now.
You're in New York. So you flew to Detroit because you have a comedy show tomorrow. And you've got the NFL draft on Thursday, and you were the street team there in Detroit. But then all of a sudden, you had instantaneous business to take care of in New York, so you flew from Detroit to New York, and then you're going to fly, I'm assuming, after the show today, back to Detroit.
Yeah, flying back to Detroit after the show today, and I can't tell y'all what the news is, but it's pretty big news. That's why I had to come to New York.
All right. And is it is everything done and handled and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed?
I had to sign contracts, and we had a photo shoot for the release of the new. You didn't catch a fly in your hand, did you?
Caught a fly, Danielson.
That's a lie. You
put it on the replay, Solana. Out of the air.
Wow.
Out of the air.
You just caught a fly. That's
it was like
crazy.
A mosquito. It wasn't a fly, but it was like a mosquito. But yeah, when you get a chance, Solana, on the replay, took that thing down.
Wow.
It's funny because.
And if I had chopsticks here, I'd have done it with them.
You know how to use chopsticks?
Yeah, I'm very good with chopsticks.
Oh, okay. All
yeah. Right. I doubt Do you know how to use them?
Just say. You'll say, I'm a king of chopsticks.
Well, no, you can't be. I'm the king of chopsticks, but I'm curious if you have any skills whatsoever.
I'm another king of another realm of chopsticks then, because we're both kings of chopsticks.
Solana, can you use chopsticks?
No, I can't.
You cannot?
I'm allergic to seafood, so I don't usually have a reason to use the chopsticks.
What about a vegetable roll? You could get a vegetable roll, you know, for sushi, and then you'd have a reason for the chopsticks.
Yeah, I don't eat vegetable rolls because I'm a man. So, yeah, that's
you order
where
veggie
I stand
pizza.
Yeah. Well,
this isn't adding up.
Something. A man that's allergic to seafood.
Good point.
But not allergic to seafood.
Jimmy, how about you? How's your chopsticks prowess?
It sucks.
You're right. I have you ever tried?
Yeah, I did try. But,
all right.
And I
you eat sushi, Jimmy?
I tried it and I didn't like it.
Yeah. What about like fried rice, something like that with chopsticks? You can eat that with chopsticks. You could have lo mein. You could use chopsticks.
Again, I tried it and I.
So you don't like Asian food?
No. I can eat. I like the rice. I'm just saying I can't use the chopsticks.
Oh, I got you.
The
chopsticks.
Rice.
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of lazy, Jimmy.
Well, it's also, I mean, Seinfeld does a great routine on it. You know, like, they've seen a fork at this point, and they know it's easier. Like, you know, it's like, what are we doing here? He's like, you know, you're not going to, he's like, it'd be like you're tilling the fields with two sticks, and you're watching somebody just use a shovel and go, well, I'm going to stick with these two sticks. Like, at some point, like, don't you go, hey, the fork is easier. Mm-hmm.
I would say with fried rice, the spoon or fork is easier. But with sushi, the fork will now squish it and the insides will pop out.
100% agree. Sushi, no question. You got to use chopsticks.
Yes.
Josh Appel, by the way, is going to join us this hour. He cannot do it. He always ends up crossing the sticks. Yeah. And I tell him, you have to have one stick stationary.
There we go.
The other one moves.
Like a pencil.
Like a pencil. And it's just constant crossing.
And you know what? A lot of people, I've heard this too, guys blame their big hands. I have big hands. That's why it doesn't work. Listen, son, I have big hands, and I can chopstick the hell out of people. Like, you don't blame
me. Yeah, that doesn't hold water.
No.
It takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of coordination.
Yeah. But okay, Jimmy, I understand that.
You don't need to use chopsticks for sushi. You really don't. Not that I eat sushi,
truthfully. If you tell me that you're going to use your hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll walk away from a table if someone grabs a piece of sushi with their hand.
I never understood that logic, though. Why is it nasty? I mean, you order chicken tenders and fries. You're eating the fries with your hands. You order a pizza. You eat it with your hands. You order the chicken tenders. You eat the chicken tenders with your hands. But we draw the line at sushi. Why? Because you think it's some sort of, like, more fancy
food?
Yeah,
have some class. That's right. Have some class. You don't think that sushi is a fancier food than chicken tenders?
No, I don't. I mean, the market is so diluted already at this point with sushi restaurants. It might as well be chicken tenders and fries. Let's be honest.
It's a good use of dilution.
But sushi is like moist rice on the outside.
Right.
Chicken
and fish, and a lot of times the sushi, it's not like it's on top as well. You get a volcano roll.
Yes,
yeah. What are you gonna do? You're gonna pick up a volcano roll and you have all the goop.
Like a baby in a grape.
Oh, just pawing it into my face. Oh, look, I'm Solana at a sushi restaurant. Oh, give me another volcano roll. I did that solely for the visual for you guys. it's like Solana's like a bear eating salmon at the waterfall.
Oh,
this volcano is so good.
Can't eat sushi with your hands.
That's ridiculous, man. Like, where are we at this point in life where I have to uphold some sort of class while eating sushi? You could buy sushi at a gas station, and I'm supposed to
If you are buying it at a gas station or Publix and eating it on the go, I'll give you a pass. But they always have the chopsticks right there in a bowl.
And if you want to dip it in the soy sauce, wasabi, like now you're dipping it with your fingers.
Right.
Like it's
and you
nasty.
Don't you don't dip French fries with your fingers? Like what
but the French fries
what
are long,
difference?
So they have more length to
right.
be able to grab
right.
and catch up.
No, he's 100% right. He's 100% right. Uh-huh, There's a distance
yeah.
involved.
Honey mustard can get on one side.
Keeps
of
everything
a tender.
Protected, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you put a sushi roll in soy sauce, now your whole hand's in the soy sauce. It's disgusting.
I might be allergic to wood, too, which is why I steer clear of using chopsticks.
Well, now I understand. I take it all back.
Thank you.
All right, let's get a quick look here at headlines to start out the show with Alejandro Solana.
We're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Florida Panthers do play Game 2 versus the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, 7:30 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on WQAM. 7 p.m., it's Panthers preview, 7:30 puck drop. Doug Plagans will be on the call.
Yep, he will join us in the 4 o'clock hour here at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Hawk, I saw the Lamborghini is going to be out tonight because
of an
injury.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. Because of illness.
Because of illness. Excuse me. Yeah,
I don't know anything beyond that. Mm. I didn't bother beyond the push notification to click and get further details.
Yeah, me neither.
Man, take some Theraflu. Let's get it.
Or emergency.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There we go, Jimmy. You don't even know how to use chopsticks.
Ryan Lomberg will miss game 2 due to illness.
Hey, he's got a newborn, so I kind of give him a pass, bro. Like, those kids will bring home all types of
Petri
diseases.
Dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even Chaz right now at 3 years old in pre-K. Man, them kids are so nasty. All of them got snot in their noses every single day. Their whole noses are draining.
Yeah. Lamborghini's the only member of the Florida Panthers that I follow on Instagram. So, weirdly, I'm actually very caught up with his entire life. I know he has a kid. He got married. Hmm. Big Lamborghini fan.
Jaylen Brown has just commented on the Caleb Martin foul at shoot-around this afternoon. Would you like to know what he had to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just told him to watch that. We know they like to play hard and be physical, but there's a line.
Okay. This stuff drives me nuts, though, man. Really, it does, because all you hear from guys like Brian Scalabrine, by the way, oh, the NBA is so soft nowadays. Oh, there's no way these guys would have survived the physicality of the 80s and the 90s. And then Caleb Martin... Hard foul was probably pushed by Drew Holiday. Everybody wants to forget that. Hard foul, there's no doubt about it. And, like, you would think Caleb Martin pulled out a gun and shot him? Like, with the way people were talking about this. So, what is it? Do we want physicality in the game? Do we want guys to play until the very last second of the game as if it's the most important possession? Or do we not? Do we want the Heat to just sit down and say, oh, we're down 30. Go ahead, you won the game. We concede. Pick a side already, NBA fans. Pick a side.
Have you seen The Last Boy Scout?
Because there is a gun, and it takes place on the field, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, the guy had to score a touchdown to win it. He pulled out a 38 and shot the defenders as he
Sometimes
ran the ball.
Sometimes you got
to
do what you
got to
do.
No, that wasn't my point.
Oh, that's not the point? I'm sorry. Sometimes I get ahead of myself.
Solana, it's the same reason why now every time a quarterback gets hit, every fan base points at the TV.
Right.
No. Roughing the passer.
As does every player. They want it to be tougher, but the rules don't allow it, so you got to play within the rules.
And you try to get an advantage from your team by playing in the rules.
All I would say, by the way, and Scalabrine said it when they were talking about it, him and Eddie House, it was like, hey, what are we going to talk about after a blowout? We need some sort of, you know, content. And so they went to that. So when you talk about, oh, how has this blown up? There's nothing else to talk about right now with that series. What would you like to talk about?
DeLon Wright's charge at the very end of the game where he led the Heat back to 14 points. No, but
DeLon Wright's
call
charge.
Cornbread Maxwell.
Get his opinion on that.
But you, Crowder, you say within the rules. It was called a common foul. There was no review. The refs didn't even feel the reason to go look at the monitor.
Yeah, it's nothing, but it was nothing. I'm just saying there's nothing to talk about if you're Boston about that win. Other than that, you're looking for some content, and that's what Scalabrine was doing the other day.
Hey, he doubles down on it, though. Like, oh, Coach Spoke called the code red. What are you talking about? Coach Spoke called the code red. Caleb Martin just went for the rebound, probably a little uncontrolled. And, yeah, I mean, it was a hard foul. There's no doubt about it. But what? Like, now we're talking about this? If Caleb Martin needs to be suspended a game?
Nobody's talking about that.
I think some people are. I think they are, Hawk.
They were when it right happened. Everybody knows that, you know, no one's talking about that. They're talking about chopsticks.
The Cavs beat the Magic 96-86. It's a game nobody watched, so I'm just giving you the score update. Cleveland
I did,
leads that series.
It was the first part of my parlay.
Cleveland leads that series 2-0.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
The Sixers.
That's what I'm getting you for Hanukkah this year. I'm getting you a Cavs jersey, but it says Cleveland.
The Sixers, they blew a 5-point lead to the New York Knicks in one of the most frantic, chaotic endings to a game in a very long time.
That was a good game.
It was a great game. Yeah. I had the Sixers plus 4.5, so I didn't really care. But, man, if I was a Sixers fan, like that, you just lost the series. Like, you lost the series because of a game that you should have won. You think the Sixers are going to rattle off 4 in a row?
The series doesn't start, Hawk, until the home team okay. loses.
We're doing that now? No. Right? We're 22 minutes into the show, and we're there already? You're complaining about Scalabrine not having content, and we're going to do this?
But would you be surprised if that series was tied 2-2?
Defense wins Super Bowls, I'll tell you that.
Rebounding wins championships. I'll go all day with you, Jack. But, Hawk, you would be surprised. You would be shocked if the series was tied 2-2 going back to New York after the two Sixers home games?
I think I would. I think they're a bit deflated. I think Joel Embiid gave you everything he's got. Like, he's got nothing, man. He is lumbering. Like, if they don't come – do you see how despondent he was after the game? Yeah. It's because he knew that there wasn't much more he could give you, and if you're not going to come out of there with a dub, they're in trouble.
That knee's not getting healthier as Mm-mm. the series goes on. Yeah.
And then the Lakers, they blew probably the best chance they had to win a game on the road in
Denver.
That's
why LeBron was so pissed after his game, because he knew that was it. That was their chance to win a game.
Yeah.
What are you, about 20, 21?
Yeah, they had a 20-point lead in that game.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
The officiating was a bit suspect. There's no doubt about it.
Bro, there was a call reversed on Kyle Lowry in the Sixers game that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. I kind of understood LeBron when he's like, hey, if we're going to have a replay center and they're going to overturn these obvious calls, like, what are we doing here? But also keep it to yourself, LeBron.
He's a little whiner.
Anthony Davis just with perhaps the most embarrassing way to lose, which is get a shot hit over the top of you at the buzzer, and you end up in the other team's bench sitting down while they're celebrating. I was trying to think of like a more embarrassing way to lose a basketball game.
Right.
That might be number one.
Boy, but Murray hit him with that dipsy doopsy though too.
Yeah.
That
Holy
was a
mackerel.
Great drive, a great shoulder to step back. Don't talk about him. Talk about the other side, because that was an amazing shot, an amazing move.
Yeah. All right, your weather tonight. By the way, you get T-Wolves Suns game two, Bucks Pacers game two, Clippers Mavericks game two. All the home teams up in that series 1-0. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy today, a lot less rainy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Many people texting in. Hawk and Crowder are wrong here. High-end Japanese restaurants, you absolutely eat sushi with your hands, and that they specifically make those hand rolls because people eat sushi with their hands. I will respectfully disagree with you all. I was once in Japan. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Game two tonight, Panthers and Lightning. You will hear it here. Josh Appel is with us. Crowder's in New York. I'm in Sunrise. Appel is in Cypress Creek.
Close enough.
Where do you live?
A little bit north of Fort Lauderdale.
Well, what's the city? Fort Lauderdale?
Lauderdale Lakes.
Port St. Lucie? What is it, a secret?
Port St. Lucie is not a little bit north of Fort Lauderdale. That's a lot of it north of Fort Lauderdale.
What is the city if someone were to send you a letter?
Lauderdale Lakes.
Lauderdale Lakes. Ooh, and Solana is in Miami in the studio. So Josh Appel is not only the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park, he's also an NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA. He's South Florida's biggest Florida Panthers fan. He checks a lot of boxes.
Expert.
You check a lot of boxes on a week like this. I want to start, though, with the NFL draft, which is Thursday, because we haven't talked much about it this week, and I can't imagine that we're going to be able to talk too much about it. And here was my theory from yesterday, and answer me if you agree. Are you expecting the Dolphins to do anything cutesy with the 21st pick? Or should we just kind of say, hey, Thursday night they're going to get an offensive lineman, or maybe they'll get a pass rusher, and we can all move on with our lives?
Can I answer if I don't agree with you, or only if I agree?
Well, either way. Either way, Solana's already ready to pull the plug on your appearance before we even went on the air. So keep pushing it.
Do you want me to explain Will Wito again?
Keep pushing it, and Solana will just – he will pull the plug.
I don't think the Dolphins will be doing anything cutesy. In fact, I think they're going to do the exact opposite of cutesy, and they're going to draft a couple of maulers in the trenches. They need a guard. Love the guy out of Oregon. Not sure what his name is, but I think Powers is in his name, and it's hyphenated. I like that guy. A lot of people say they like him. Mel Kiper has them drafting the edge rusher out of Florida State.
Now you're going to get Crowder to disconnect you if you bring up Mel Kiper.
Don't reference Mel Kiper because he made me get a $1 million credit line because I was going to go in the first round and I went in the third round and I owed people $300,000.
So a guy whose name rhymes with Shell Shiper said that the Dolphins are looking into potentially taking the edge rusher out of Florida State. I think they're going to take a guard. I think if that guy from Oregon is there, that's who they take. I know there might have been some talk about interest in the center or the guard from Duke. I think that's the direction they're going to go in. And maybe they'll go tight end or wide receiver in round two. But I think they go trenches round one. You know, you got to either replace Christian Wilkins early or you got to get another guy on the interior for the offensive line.
And does that show something like – if they go, I'm with you. If they go get an offensive guard or they go get an offensive lineman, does that show you something about Tua's future where now it's kind of like what the Kansas City Chiefs did? Once they found their guy, they went and tried to protect him at all costs. Does that show you something about Tua's future if they do draft an offensive lineman early?
Sure. I mean, think about it. They've built around him at the skill positions. So where do you go next? You build around him to try and protect him. You know, it's a lot easier to stomach a guard or a center in the first round when you're set at the other positions. I know he's a friend of yours, Crowder, but like when the Dolphins drafted Mike Pouncey all those years ago and they were still looking for a quarterback and they took a center in the middle of the first round, I'm sure I argued in favor of it at the time because I was a homer teenager who, you know, just loved anything the team did. But looking back on it, it didn't make a lot of sense. He was a good player, but I mean, what did he really do for the franchise as far as like helping elevate them into being a winner? Good player, but he's a center. When you have what the Dolphins have now, franchise quarterback, two very good to elite receivers, and you have a solid group of running backs, you go and you try and protect Tua. And that's the thing that they've been trying to do for years now.
By the way, when Appel mentions, you know, when I used to be a teenager, he sent me a screenshot of his Facebook on this day. On this day, 14 years ago. Now, 14 years ago, I'm in my 40s. On this day, 14 years ago, Josh Appel wrote on Facebook, got written up in chemistry. The note read, tweeting in class.
What's your point?
Let's go back in time for a second in the draft. I like to look back at a previous draft and say, did they get it right? And you said franchise quarterback. Fifth pick, 2020. We've had time to watch. Did the Dolphins get it right when they selected Tua? We can't keep kicking this can down the road. You got to make a call.
Yeah, I do. I think the Dolphins made the right call.
Over Herbert?
Yeah. I mean, look, I view it from this lens. I don't like, unless it's advantageous to me, I don't like having a take and then backing away from that take given the events that transpire. From the beginning, we all wanted Tua. The Dolphins is a fan base.
People forget all the time is they did exactly the fan base wanted what Tua. Everyone wanted everyone to do.
I was so afraid putting my Dolphins fandom hat on. I was so afraid, and I had friends who were afraid that they were going to pass on Tua and take Herbert. And that was like, oh, here we go again. Like, the sure thing is Tua. Like, I have all these accuracy issues for Justin Herbert in college. He's just a big arm. He didn't do any winning at Oregon. Why are we going to take him? Tua. Then we've tanked for Tua. And so I love the revisionist history that people do. Now, speaking of revisionist history, everybody wanted Tua. And maybe Herbert's a little better. But, like, if I'm thinking in my head of how I felt going into that draft of what I thought the Dolphins should do and what I wanted the Dolphins to do, they picked Tua, and here they are now negotiating an extension for him because the last 2 years he's been really good.
And I'm not saying that there's not options or whatever, but if you have to make a choice, did they get it right or did they not get it right? Those are the only two choices. Solana, I'm guessing your answer would be they did not get it right?
He hates Tua.
I don't hate Tua.
A little bit.
I don't think we can have a definitive answer yet.
Solana got written up in chemistry 14 years ago today. Hates Tua. That was all. It was the comment
actually,
on the note
before it was even cool.
Since you brought it up, I looked up my Facebook memories after you said that, and it's unbelievable. On this day on Facebook, 14 years ago, 2010, I'm a sophomore in high school, depressed. I hate the Celtics. And then I remember this. The Heat lost game 3 at home in the 2010 series, the last time Boston beat them in the first round. And they were down 3-0 in the series. And I'm just ripping on people, calling out D-Wade and the Miami Heat.
Why is everyone saying the Heat suck? This is Solana's Facebook post 14 years ago. We lost by a buzzer beater to the Celtics. They recently won a championship only a year ago. Stop talking bleep, because when we're good, when...
We're good again.
You need an apostrophe in there, Jack.
All right.
When we're good, everyone is a fan again. Stupid ass bandwagon fans. In fact, that's when Big O decided to hire you. When he read bandwagon fans, he said, this guy is for me. You know what the funny thing is?
Bandwagon, two words, by the way.
You have the same take 14 years ago that you do today. The only difference being you get paid handsomely to have that take. Look at you. Look at you. You are making it happen. That's impressive.
You got beat up in high school.
I may have been punched in the face once or twice as a sophomore in high school. Hawk, I don't think we can have a definitive answer on who's better yet, Tua or Herbert. I think they're kind of
I'm not asking you who's better. I'm asking you, did the Dolphins get it right? You've got, you know, the benefit of seasons to watch now. Did they get it right?
I would say no, because I believe Justin Herbert will be a better quarterback long-term than Tua Tagovailoa. And Tua, in the short sample size we have, hasn't produced significantly better outcomes than Justin Herbert. Like, it's the same thing. Whether you want to argue Tua or Herbert.
But then you would have ended up with the same thing.
I'm saying, has Justin Herbert been to an AFC championship
game? No. That's what I'm saying. They're the same thing. Like, I don't think right now you can say the Dolphins made the right decision by drafting Tua. I don't think the Chargers can say the Dolphins made the right decision by drafting Herbert or luckily getting Herbert. I'm just saying long-term, I think Herbert will be in the NFL longer than Tua as a starting quarterback. And for that reason, I believe the Dolphins, you can say, made a mistake.
That's a fair point, projecting long-term. But I would say, I would ask you this. What do you consider a worse playoff performance? Justin Herbert being the quarterback of a team that blew a 27-0 lead in his only playoff game, or the lackluster performance we saw out of Tua in the cold in Kansas City last year?
Like, or I Tua just, blowing I a 14-point lead against the Titans with 3 minutes to go.
The same, like the only thing we've seen from Herbert in those games, you know?
That's the thing. And when it's other quarterbacks, and when it's not Tua, Solana, you want to move the bar around to what they've done. And then when Tua leads the league in passing doesn't mean anything because he can't win a playoff game.
I'm not moving the bar around. The bar is set. The bar is set. Win a meaningful playoff. Win a playoff game. That's the bar.
And you just said, so you've seen enough out of Justin Herbert to say his long-term outcome's better than Tua, but him and Tua have done the same thing in the playoffs.
Crowder, you don't think with Justin Herbert's body type that Justin Herbert will play more years as a starting quarterback in the NFL than Tua Tagovailoa? You don't think that's a fair analysis so far of what we've seen?
Tua's built like Megan Thee Stallion now.
I think Herbert's been more injured than Tua.
Yeah. Herbert played through like a pretty bad rib injury or abdominal injury over the last couple of years. Like, he's taking a beating.
Guy stinks.
Taking a lot of hits.
Are you a big Draftnik Appel? Like, is Thursday night going to be difficult for you because you have Panthers game 3, first one in Tampa, and the NFL draft going on? Will that tug at your heartstrings?
No, I'll probably just scroll through Twitter and follow it that way, or I'll get the push notifications of the picks on the ESPN app.
Got it. So you'll be locked into the Panthers.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I just care about who gets picked where. I don't need to sit and watch the 10 minutes of waiting and punditry in between.
Listen to Mel Kiper then.
What about you, Solana? Are you gonna be torn on Thursday?
No, I'll watch the panel. I'm with Appel. I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm watching a panel of guys who don't really know what they're talking about. The player being picked, other than the information they're being fed about where the guy went to high school and, you know, what type of dressing he likes on his salad. Like, I don't need any of that information. I'll just follow Adam Schefter on Twitter or whoever, Ian Rappaport, and I'll know who got picked where.
Where are you going to be, Crowder? You'll be at the draft in Detroit? Like, what is your plan?
We're going to do the draft.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea. Unbelievable, man.
Let me get back to you. Can we circle back, Josh? You got time?
I mean, you're going to be in Detroit. Isn't there a plan?
We have, you know, we've brainstormed.
I hope the Dolphins draft room sounds better prepared than the Pivot draft room.
I couldn't even think of a lie. I don't know what the hell's happening.
Funny, man. We're going to run out of time here, Appel. Obviously, Panthers, you were impressed with game one Sunday, I'm guessing. What are you expecting tonight in Sunrise?
That was Paul Ball to a T with some big saves from Bob in game one. I'm expecting a lot of the same tonight, but I think we'll see a better response out of Tampa Bay as well. I don't think you will see the dominant stretches, perhaps, that you saw in game one. I mean, the Panthers just took it to them the first 15 minutes and then took it over again in the third period. It might go that way again, but I think we'll see a good response out of Tampa Bay.
And, Josh, it might have been you. We asked somebody. They were saying they're worried about Carolina. Yeah. But then yesterday we talked to Bill Lindsay, and he said he's worried about Boston because of what happened last year and all. Who are you scared of in the East?
I'm.
Don't say scared. Don't say scared. Who,
right.
Who would you not want to play?
Well, the thing is, like, it's to get to where they want to go, they're probably going to have to play both of those teams. I'm less concerned about Boston because I don't think they are as good as last year, but they are a great team, of course. They have really good goaltending, and they've got great frontline players. I think Carolina is just incredibly deep. I know that they just lost one of their better defensemen. Looks to be a bit long for his absence, so we'll see how that affects them. But Carolina, that team is big. They're fast. They can score this year. That's the team for me that the Panthers are going to have to worry about the most. I know the Rangers ended up as the number one overall seed in the league and in the conference, and the Rangers are very good as well, but I think it's Carolina.
Josh Appel, prodigious tweeter during chemistry, mm-hmm. when he should mm-hmm. be paying attention to the teacher. Damn her. Josh Appel, thank you for making time for us.
Marlins are back home this weekend, Friday night.
All right, first chance for a free Whopper Jr. comes Friday night. Who's in town for the homestand?
I believe it's the Nationals.
Yeah, the Nationals.
All right.
With Steven Strasburg.
60.
He's not 60, but he just negotiated a settlement retired. With them. Like, he doesn't even play anymore.
Really sad, by the way. Really sad situation. That's
which is why they never should have arrested him during that year that they were a shoo-in to win the World Series, because you never know when your window is going to be open and then closed. Anyway, we end on that Steven Strasburg take by me. We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena. That was Josh Appel. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
She called me Mr. Boombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on the back. She says I'm Mr. Romantic.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.